Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we love being here and sharing all these great events and of course, all these great guests on my show. I do want to invite you to our podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show on all your smartphones and computers, and also to touch base with us throughout our whole show, throughout our whole social, and definitely check in with me there. With that, I want to give us our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we have an incredible lineup again, as we always do. And of course, Todd Packin is joining us today. We are in his 10th week of finding happiness. Todd, welcome.
Thanks so much, Kim.
Yeah, I'm bummed that we're like getting down to the wire. So it's like, can we just start all over again? I love it. I mean, really, we've had so many calls, and I'm sure you've had so many people on your all your stuff that you're where they can find you.
Thank you. And
so we love you being here. So we're going to get started in that in a little bit. I always start my show with something uplifting. And Todd, I think you'll like this. Don't let someone that gave up their dream talk you out of yours. And really, that's what life's about. You know, we kind of go, I think you said this perfect, Todd, is the waves go in and the waves go out, you know, and there's days that we might not feel it. But don't ever give up your dreams because, you know, when you pick back up, it's time to get started again. Do you agree?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's the people who love you the most. We talk about them. I'm here in Martha's Vineyard near the beach, and there's something called crabs in a bucket. And if you put lots of crabs in a bucket and one of them tries to get out, all of the other ones pull them back in. And what they're talking about is your family. Let's say all of a sudden you want to change careers and your family doesn't want you to get hurt if it doesn't work out. So they may say, oh, you have a good job, you have a good pay, you know, why would you do that? So don't let even the people that you're closest to pull you back down. Often it's the people who love you the most that will try to protect you and get in the way of your dream.
That is very true. And you know what it is like, you know, sometimes we get nervous for them. You know, I'll just say my daughter is looking to buy a new house and we're like, oh God, you already have a new house. Don't get in over your head. And you know, well, guess what? She's like, Mom, I appreciate all your help, but how do I grow? You know? And yep. I was like, you're absolutely right. I just want to give you some of my journey of what I've, you know, seen and stuff. And, you know, so just take all that into account and live your life.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, like you were saying, is if we stop them, that's a whole nother ball game, right?
I have a 27-year-old son, and I try to let him make his own mistakes and learn from his mistakes rather than me jumping in and saying, don't do it.
Right. Let me tell you all the reasons why you should be aware of these things. Maybe. I don't know. Right. Well, anyways, without further ado, I want to introduce Todd Packin. He's the author of Finding Happiness, and he is the TEDx Mindstream Academy about feeling good about you. And he has experienced your own struggles that you've gone through. And now Todd is giving back to help our world when we most need it. I mean, most need it. You hear, it's almost scary to listen to the news lately. Like I just was talking to somebody, we can't take on the world, but we can have an inner circle. We pray for everybody, but our inner circle is kind of like who we need to help. Because if we get so overwhelmed, We can't help anybody, let alone ourselves. And so, of course, today we are on our 10th week. And what do you have for us for our 10th
week? Let me say, I do really believe that a lot of people coming out of COVID are struggling. Mm-hmm. And if they're interested in going to YouTube to Finding Happiness with Todd, you get my complete 12-week program for free where you'll see me on video.
Wow,
so, for example,
great.
Today we'll be talking about helping people and being a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And that same thing, if you go to the YouTube channel, you'll see me speaking on it in week 10. So I highly recommend that. I think it can help a lot.
Today, Kim,
we're going to talk about helping other people, being someone that others just know is often there for them, that you're always mm-hmm. kind of thinking about other people, what situation they're in, and how you can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. We say it's so much better to give than to receive. And it's amazing. They've done studies of people who help other people, and they actually consider themselves 40% happier than regular people and 25% healthier than regular people. So helping other people is fantastic for you, your happiness, and your health.
That's beautiful. And you know what? I mean, when you, if you're feeling a little low, honestly, direct sunshine to somebody else and they'll shine it back on you. And that's really, you know, I just walk out and like hope somebody out there is happier than where I am right at that moment, you know?
No, it's absolutely true. And when you help yeah. people who actually aren't that happy or who are going down difficult times, you actually sometimes do feel better because you realize you don't have it so bad yourself. But mostly you just feel better because you feel like I'm a really good person. I try to make a difference in other people's lives.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
And now, the other thing that I want to make yeah. clear, and I've said this probably just about every week I've come on, your children will always be like you. So I mentioned that if you exercise, they'll exercise. If you become someone who helps other people when they're down, your children will learn to do the same, and they'll live a much more fuller and, as we just said, happier and healthier life as well.
I love that. So be an example to your children.
And what I recommend is coming up with a list every once in a while of three things that you can do to help the people that you know. For example, maybe your sister has young children and she just lost her babysitter. And wouldn't it be great if you offered to babysit for an afternoon so she could have some me time? Or maybe you know that your dad, who always likes to do everything himself, has some work to do around the neighborhood, but now he's 80 years old, and wouldn't it be nice if you offered to do it for him or even to do it with him?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have a friend who, you know, is going through a depression or going through a divorce, going through a tough time. Maybe you just call up and invite him to lunch.
Nice. Those are all really nice and such a simple gesture. They're so simple.
It's just taking time to say, you know, what's going on with the people that I know and love right now? Is there anything that I could do to be helpful? And then as you pointed it out, it's going to make you happier as well because you're doing something for someone else.
I love that. I love that. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Todd Patkin. And I suggest you either get his book and his workbook. And of course, that is Finding Happiness, and what an incredible book and workbook.
Thank you so much. You can get them on my website at toddpatkin.com.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you so much. So, so what else can you offer, and how are things going in your life right now?
My life, as I have always been very honest with you,
absolutely.
I am going through a time of trying to figure out what the next goal is going to be. So I'm actually kind of bored. I'm in a beautiful place. I shouldn't complain. Martha's
oh
Vineyard.
My God.
It's one of the nicest places in the world.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of exercise, and I'm taking up something called pickleball. I don't know if you know of it.
I love pickleball. Yeah.
It's so funny. I took a lesson with, I'm 57. I took a lesson the other day with two 80-year-old women. And
oh,
I came home, and the next day I couldn't walk. I was so embarrassed because I'm not used to bending over so much.
That's cool.
So I'm doing that. And yeah, I just got to get back on track. When I come back in September, maybe I'll do more speaking across the country and focusing on the 12-week program again.
Yeah, you know, Todd, I almost think it's funny, you know, I do a lot of business coaching as well as my radio show. And the last couple weeks, all of my clients have kind of, it's just slowed down a tiny bit. And I'm okay with that because I still check in with all of them. And sometimes we just need a rest from that, you know, hamster wheel. And to kind of regroup, rethink, and re-nourish ourselves. And, yeah. And of course, everybody says, you know, it is summer, but this is really, I think this week, starting now, is the week to ramp up again. And I hope that if you are listening right now and that you're feeling a little like low energy, it's okay. Just start kind of making your list and thinking about your goals and almost reverse where you want to be in your life of how you could get there by the end of the year or by the next couple months and what it's going to take. And I think if we look at it like that, we beat ourselves up. And instead of doing that, let's just kind of reward ourselves for where we've been. The last couple of years has been super hard.
Great. You motivated me to make a list of where I want to be at the end of the year. I think that's super.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and the other thing that's pulling a lot of us down is the stock market. Because, you know, most people have money in 401k if they've been in work.
Correct.
And nobody likes to be down 25% for the year.
Correct.
And so, as I talked about in one of my weeks, you know, try not to, you know, live in the past or live in the future. But you know what? We're all human beings. That something like that's still going to bother us when it's happening. And each day you don't know if it's going to go down further or not.
Yeah. And we're all going down together, right? But at the same time, you know what? What happens is you get a little older, you realize you don't have as much time, correct?
And you don't have what?
As much time. Where when you were younger, you're like, oh, it's going to rise up, it's going to go down, you know? But that's the thing when you're looking at the stock.
No, certainly if you're someone who was planning on retiring at age 65 and you were on pace, you're certainly not on pace anymore.
Correct.
You just lost 25% of your money. So no, believe me, you know, my son's 17 and he actually is very involved with handling the family's money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as he's concerned, he can do anything. He's all powerful. And like you said, if he loses it, there's plenty of time to win it back. And I'm at 57 and I'm not feeling like this that much
motivated.
Time to win it back.
Right.
So we definitely have that intergenerational difference of opinion when it comes to that.
Yeah, I totally agree. But then so with your knowledge, how do you deal with that? What's the best, you know, way to deal with that?
Well, we kind of have an understanding that if it hits a certain level, then I'll kind of get more involved again and you know, maybe do whatever I'm more comfortable with. Because with me, it would be a lot more conservative. So I think it's just coming up with a plan. The one thing that's not fair to him is for me to call him every single day and tell him, you know, hey, I'm freaking out or this or that. Just have a long-term plan that's fair to both people.
Right. That's a big responsibility for a 17-year-old.
You know what? I said 17. He's 27.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought he was older than that, 27.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I said 17. No, he's 27 years old. But even then, it's a big responsibility. It certainly is.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. So, well, you know, what I've been hearing a lot of, and I know we're getting off chart here, is a lot of people have actually taken their stocks and bought properties with them, you know, or, you know, real estate. So, I don't know. I was talking to my husband saying, okay, and he's like, well, it's probably...
I think that's great. I don't know if you can take it out of the 401k without a penalty, though, unless you're 65.
Yeah.
But I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, who knows? You know, if we all had a crystal ball, it would be, you know, it would be great. We'd all know what to do, but
100%. It's just, I'm just pointing out that we all have a little bit of a battle in our minds.
Absolutely.
So that we can have a fun, successful day, and the different things that contribute to it to kind of bring us down, including finances or health or what have you. We're all in the same boat.
100%. 100%. And, you know, do you have a tribe? I know you talk about that in your, you know, in your teaching, a tribe of people that you share your ups and your downs with?
You know, it's interesting. My dad is probably my rock.
Okay.
And the problem is that he's, you know, 86.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very fortunate, Kim. I've never really lost anyone very, very close to me.
Right.
So I certainly feel, you know, a big concern about losing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
But he's my rock.
Absolutely. Well, I can share, I lost my mom 6 years ago, and she was my rock as well as my dad. I'm so fortunate. My dad just turned 90.
Oh,
and, you know, before that, I really didn't think about death. But it happens to all of us, you know? And so it really just goes back to really making sure that you're living your best life and that you're totally 100% making every day your best.
Absolutely. And, amen.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to say for myself, sometimes I'm just going through the motions and I don't even realize it's like, you know how you drive somewhere and you go, how did I get here? Because my mind was somewhere else. And I have to go, whoa, hold on a minute. I got to get back in, you know, in my head and be visual and be, you know, mindful about where I am. And so just a reminder.
As I said, I just think it's so important for all of the listeners to know that we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might write a book on happiness and have figured it out for the most part, but we still have our struggles, and we might be, you know, top radio personality, and you still have your struggles. So I just like to share that with the listeners.
Well, thank you. And I love this. I've heard this before, that we're all in the same boat. We might be in a different storm. And, you know, and so if your storm feels really bad and you need some help, please reach out to either, you know, Todd or myself, and I can find your resources. And I just think that there's so many ways that we can help each other. Whatever you do, don't feel like you're alone. With that, Todd, can you give out your website one more time?
Yeah, I wanted to do that. It's T-O-D-D, and then my last name is Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com, toddpatkin.com. And you'll see my TEDx speech there, the same YouTube channel that you can get at YouTube, Finding Happiness with Todd. You can also get those 12 videos on my website, and you can buy the book and the workbook on the website as well.
I love it. And again, Todd, I'm sad to say that we have one more time with you. Two more times with you. So for anybody, honestly, you know, definitely keep tuning in. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this. Having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I did want to give out something that I was reading about, the new mental health crisis hotline, and that is 988. And if you are in mental health and you need some counseling, or you need to talk to somebody, or you know somebody that is going through a traumatic event and struggling, please definitely give out that number, 988. And so I'm really excited that they are really pushing this now. So I wanted to let everybody know that. I am really excited to invite my next guest, Christy Pruitt Haynes. And of course, she is a collaborator, a speaker, an author. And her newest book is I Have to Pay for This. It's a comedy picture book for parents sending their children to college. And so let's welcome Christy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Kim.
You are very welcome. Thank you. I'm glad we got you on. And talk to us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then your book. Is this your first book, by the way?
This is my second book, but my first of this style. My first book was very much around my professional career. I've worked the majority of my career in human resources, diversity, and consulting. And that's what my first book centered on. But this one, I have to say, it's a little more personal just because it's all about my daughter going off to college.
And so you just have one child?
Yes. I have my one daughter. And then I have my niece, who's like my bonus baby. So.
Okay. And she lives with you too?
Well, she's older now. So she's all on her own and doing wonderful things in the world.
So you're going to be an empty nester. So you're going to be an empty nester, I guess, right?
I am in exactly 37 days.
And how many hours? No.
I feel like I should know that.
And are you counting?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you counting? Are you excited? Or some people go through a real change about this.
I am excited for Christiana, my daughter, but if I am honest, I am worried and afraid and thrilled all at the same time. I think it's the combination of emotions that feels so overwhelming. And it's interesting, as a parent, this is the moment that I feel like we've worked towards. This is what it's all been for. for her to be prepared to go to college. But now that it's here, it feels like we are just rushing in, and she's suddenly going to be away from me and outside of my reach and outside of my purview. And I'm just slightly panicked, if I'm being honest.
Where is she going off to school?
She'll be headed to Duke University.
So let me ask you a question. So what made you write this book? Are you a single mom?
I'm not. I'm married. I have my husband and I. But when I thought about her, it's actually the day that she found out she got into Duke, and that was her first choice school. So mm-hmm. we were all sitting here literally on pins and needles waiting for that email to come through. And I remember that moment like it was yesterday. And she wanted to find out by herself. So she was in her room by herself. And all of a sudden, I heard a high-pitched scream and heard her running down the hall. So I knew that meant she'd gotten in. And she was excited and shedding tears of joy. And I was jumping up and down and screaming. And in that moment, it hit me that she was actually leaving. This was very real. And then on top of all of that, on top of all of the emotions of the joy and the pain and the worry and the excitement, I was about to have to write the biggest check I have ever written in my entire life.
Right. And now, did she get any scholarships?
She did get some, but in my opinion, it's never quite enough. You know, college has gotten so expensive, especially some of the top elite schools, that it feels like it's never enough. So it absolutely affects your family and the way your finances will go, at least for the next 4 years.
I get it. So what do we find in your book? And of course, your book is I Have to Pay for This. And of course,
yes.
We can't say the next word on here, but why is I've been talking to a lot of people, and everybody's kind of, it's a very common feeling. Obviously, you want to help your kids better themselves, but at the same time, you're like, yikes,
Absolutely. Yes. I have talked to so many parents, particularly parents of her friends who have kids at the same point in life. And all of us are feeling the same thing. First, it's an overwhelming sense of nostalgia. I think you instantly flash back to the moment they were born. And when you look at your child, you still see them as this tiny little helpless human. So you have all of those feelings and emotions. And then on top of that, you're realizing as I'm navigating these emotions and I'm having all of these memories of them growing up, I'm also having to change the way I spend money and think about finances in order to help them through this point in life and help them pay for school, so they don't come out with crippling debt. So in the book, it talks about just all of those milestone moments, when your child first learns to walk, when they first learn to talk, and the fact that as parents, we're used to knowing exactly where they were and knowing all of the friends they were with, and now they're leaving and, they're going to be sort of out of sight, but absolutely not out of mind. And you will have that constant reminder of that bill that comes every month that, this is a true financial commitment.
Yeah, I love that. And so what are some of the tips that you have in there for working parents who are going through the same journey as you?
So I think first, and hopefully people have been thinking about this and planned as much as you can in advance, so they're saving. But also really think about, there are so many unique scholarships out there that people just aren't aware of, and so many of them go unclaimed every year. So look for some of those unique scholarships. They're things specifically for kids who are left-handed and things like that. Also,
That's really, is your daughter left-handed?
She isn't, unfortunately. I wish she was.
Can't tie her other hand behind her or something. My husband's left-handed, so I get it. That's interesting. I've never heard of that. That's totally cool.
There is, yes. And unfortunately, she isn't. So had I known about this, 15 years ago, I would have put that pencil in her other hand to at least try. But looking for things like that, some organizations will even have scholarships for the children of their employees. So tapping into benefits like that. Thankfully, we have equity in our home we purchased a number of years ago. So that will help. But you get really creative, because at the end of the day, your child is probably your biggest investment. And, you know, parents will do anything they can to try and really help their kids at this point in life.
I totally agree. Let me ask you a question. Are you working with a college? Like, we have one of our sponsors on our show is amazing, and she could tell you all the ways to save. Are you working with somebody like that?
Yes, absolutely. We started with a financial planner several years ago, probably around fifth or sixth grade, because that's when I realized this is coming, and it's coming faster than I care to admit. So let's, you know, sort of look at our finances and figure out what we can do to be as prepared as possible. But I think the reality is, you know, some schools are easily $75,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, and most people just simply don't have that. So we did as much pre-planning as possible, but it's still going to take some sacrifices, but sacrifices we're happy to make.
There you go. I love it. So let me ask you, so you're saying, I'll have to talk to you afterwards, because instead of like a financial planner, there's actually somebody that all they do is work with colleges. Have you worked with somebody like that?
So we worked with a sort of college admission service to help her in preparing all of her applications and figuring out what to write for her essay and things like that, to make sure that she really put her best foot forward when it came time to apply, because it's so interesting. Schools have gotten so much more competitive now than when I was in school. I'm glad I'm not having to apply now. It would be a very different story.
Exactly. And so do you have a website that our listeners can find out more about you?
Yes. So there are two. You can actually go to either Christy Pruitt Haynes.com, or to find out more about the book, you can go to IHaveToPayForThis.com.
Okay, perfect. And so what was the one thing writing this book? You probably interviewed different people, correct?
Yes, I talked to several parents.
Yeah, what was the one big thing that you learned?
I learned that we are all going through the same thing, and the commonality is the sort of the dichotomy of emotions. It's very hard to imagine if you've not been there, but feeling both extremely happy and extremely sad at the same time, it's just an interesting place to live, and yet that's where many of us are. We're happy and we're proud of our children, but we're also sad that we're not going to see them every day, and we're worried that they're now entering the world, and really hopeful that they remember all of the life lessons we've taught them along the way. So that's something that I found, that no matter the parent, that was very much a common sentiment that everyone shared.
I agree. I totally agree. And now, is your husband have the same feelings, or is it more the moms?
He does, but he's being a bit of a man about it and kind of holding it in just a little bit. But it's interesting. He actually is a college professor, so he sees college students day in and day out. So that actually, I think, causes him to worry in a slightly different way, because he sort of sees the reality of what some kids are doing in school. So he's, you know, really talking a lot to Christiana about what to avoid and some of those problems that some kids may run into, because he sees it firsthand. So it's one of those where he can't claim to not know what that experience is like, because he's in the middle of it.
And what is one of those? I mean, for our listeners that's what a great resource to have him. What are some of those?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that he talks about most is, because class schedules are so different, kids are used to being in school, you know, typically from about 7:30 or so until around 3, and they have classes all day. Well, in college, you may only have 2 or 3 hours of classes a day. So there's a lot of free time, and it becomes very easy for kids to get distracted and feel like they have plenty of time, so they can study tomorrow or next week, and they'll catch up later. and find themselves behind and sort of, you know, pushing at the last minute to get assignments done or study for a test. So it's a lot around time management. Sometimes I think when 18-year-olds suddenly have a lot of time on their hands, they can come up with some creative ways to fill it that don't always align with being the best student possible.
I love it. I love it. So you guys got some really good experience on both ends. And is some of that in your book? Did you interview your husband?
Oh, yes. He was definitely a part of it. So you will see bits of his concerns and worries in there. So there are definitely a few pages that allude to some of the situations that he sees, some of the pitfalls, rather, that he sees students fall in. And you can see the worry and in the illustrations related to those scenarios.
And are you the artist in the book?
I wish. No, it is a phenomenal artist by the name of Jasmine Mills. I couldn't draw a straight line if my life depended on it, but she truly brought the vision to life and just did a wonderful job.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm excited to see it, and I'm excited for your family. You know, it is a change, and, you know, it's kind of like we wait for this moment in our life. We have them as a gift, and that's really just another thing that life is precious. Nothing stays the same, and we have to really just honor those times with our children, and as they get older, we, you know, somebody told me a long time ago, it's almost like you have to cut the apron strings and start a whole nother relationship with them because they become their own person. And I've got four children, and each time one of them left our house, I was like, oh, I just want them to stay. Some people are excited to let their kids go. And I was like, I love my kids. And you know what? And now that they're all gone, I love who they've all turned out to be, and I talk to them all several times a day. And so it's really just establishing that beautiful new relationship that you've flourished your whole life.
I love that. I love that. Well, I am very much like you, and what I tell myself every day is I'm not letting go. I'm just changing my grip.
There you go. I love it.
I'm still connected. It's just in a slightly different way.
There you go. Christy, give out how our listeners can find you.
Yes, absolutely. So you can go to the website for the book, which is www.ihavetopayforthis.com. And then to find out more about me professionally, it's ChristyPruittHaines.com.
There you go. And I know that you were so gracious to give us some books to give away. And so for our listeners that are going, I want to read this book, definitely call in right now, or you can text me at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you and get that book out to you. Christy, a pleasure. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone, and best of luck to you and your family and your daughter.
Absolutely. Thank you, and same to you. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Steve Rampton, and, of course, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It's a beautiful morning.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back. And again, thank you so much for staying with us through our show. We're here every Saturday from 7 to 8. And of course, definitely reach out to us if you are looking to share your business in a big way, or you have an event, or you would like to be a guest on our show. We'd love to share that with you. Also, I would love to share that if you are in the construction business and are looking for a job, Littlefoot Construction is growing like crazy, and they do commercial construction. And please give them a call at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759. With that, I'd love to get our next guest on, and of course, Steve Rampton. He is the author of Alpha Nerd. And Steve, are you there?
I'm here and pleased to be with you.
How are you? Thank you so much for being here.
It's been an interesting morning. I have Verizon wireless, and at my home office, it's not working. So I'm actually sitting on top of a hill in New Jersey talking to you.
I love it. You know what they say, you do what you do, right? I mean, I've been in strange places doing my radio show, so I love it. Well, I thank you so much for being here. And, of course, I do want to say, Steve, his new book is Alpha Nerd. It's his initial broadside against the ho-hum attitude among students and some academics. You're a mentor and an encourager, and you were born and raised in Midwest and South, right? And so you're currently working with former NFL players to encourage young people to discover who they are, follow their dreams, set goals, plans, and don't ever give up. I love it. We're talking the same language, Steve.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. That's something that I didn't already mention, and why you wrote this book.
Well, I've had this kernel, I call it an acorn in the book. I was very unhappy at Vanderbilt. I was born in Iowa, raised in Florida. I was a good student, third in my class, so I ended up at Vanderbilt. And I was very unhappy. The positive side was I was a Navy ROTC, but I wasn't part of the in crowd. I didn't get invited to a fraternity, and I felt like an outcast. And along came a movie called Good Neighbor Sam, and in it, they talk about the Nerdlinger Dairies. And Mr. Nerdlinger was definitely a straight shooter, very boring type guy, no nonsense. And I thought, that's kind of cool. So I started calling people Nerdlingers. And I got tired of that, so I said, no, I'm just going to call them nerds. And that was back in 64, 65, 66, something like that. That's where it came from.
And that's where it came from. And so, but now you're a motivational speaker, correct? And you help people kind of like follow their dreams. How do you do that? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, people are amazed. In another interview, the guy goes, Steve, how did you get a two-time Super Bowl winner to forward your book?
I said,
well, Lee Rason is a good friend of mine and sort of a kindred spirit. And he encouraged me to write the book. And then a very tragic circumstance here in New Jersey, the senior class president, very nice kid I had met once, he hung himself in his basement.
Dear Lord, yeah.
So on the outside, everything was fine. On the inside, obviously not. So that was a motivator. Lee was a motivator. And then I carried this around for so long. I saw a movie called The Professor and the Madman about writing the English dictionary. And in it, they said, the origin of a word is very important. I said, well, I've got a word, N-U-R-D, and I can track it all the way back to when I invented it. And so those three things, plus the encouragement of some other folks, I put together the book. I use it for speaking, mainly middle school, sometimes high school. Lee has talked to over a million kids. I have a long way to go on that, but it's to encourage them to have a dream, follow the dream, have a plan. It's really important to have a plan. So in your life, you can always change the plan, but at least you have goals, and that gives direction to your life and also ultimately meaning.
You know, I love that you just said that, because if you have a plan, at least you have a direction. If right. you don't have a plan, you don't have a purpose. And people that don't have purposes, that's where the sadness walks into their lives, because they feel like they don't have anything to look forward to. And so, you know, to me, this is such a great book and such a great message. Let me ask you, what does NERD stand for to you?
Being a nerd for me is a positive thing. I mentioned in the book, people ask me, Steve, are you the alpha nerd? And I went, well, in a way I am, although I don't like the negative connotation. But I tell kids, there's nerds all around you. They could even be your teachers. But don't tease them. They mean well. They're encouragers. I'm an encourager. I'm also a mentor. So it gets a little bit to the technical side of things, where I mentioned technology is pulled us through. In one group, I told them half of the created wealth of mankind since the beginning of time has been created here in the United States in the last 250 years. So technology plays a huge part in the economy and certainly in the success of a lot of people.
Interesting. So it's interesting. When I grew up, or when I think of nerd, I think of somebody that's not popular. Were you not popular in any way?
Popularity is a relative thing. There are certain groups that I have no, I really don't care if I'm popular in that
exactly.
group.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, so I break society into three pieces. There's sheep, there's wolves, and there's nerds. Most of us kind of go through life. We tend to pal up with a bunch of friends. We stay in a herd. You know, we don't want to stick out. We don't want to be different. But the wolves will come and prey on the sheep. A lot of the wolves turn into nerds. Some of the sheep turn into nerds, which is okay. But you don't want to be prey. You don't want to be part of the group that's bullied and taken advantage of. So that's the reason I point out that being a nerd is not a negative thing.
That's what I wanted to hear. So I love it. So being a nerd is really that you are standing on your own, and you're not a social sheep. I love that. And you
exactly,
say that
exactly.
vast of the majority of people in the world are social sheep. I never get into political, but, you know, it, a lot of people follow. They just follow instead of knowing. They might not have enough knowledge to know the difference, to make their own judgment. And so they fall into that category of being a social sheep, correct?
Well, even something is a bit, you know, mundane as going to college. College is very expensive. You know, I do point out there's certain professions where you need the college, you know, the BA, BS, you know, doctor, nurse, lawyer, accountant. There's a lot of them. But a lot of kids don't really consider the trade. And I've got some friends that make a lot of money, and they're plumbers and electricians, the guy that does my water conditioning. And on the bottom line, it costs less. It takes less time, and your salary potential basically is unlimited. And a lot of kids don't realize that.
100%. I think that we need to go back to, you know, occupational centers and schools, because to me, if you can go and get a trade, because I have four kids, and there's a lot of roads to success. Not every road is going to college, because I know that, you know, they're going to school later, my boys. But one was a go-kart rider most of his life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and so he traveled all over the world, and then he did online schooling. And I homeschooled two of my sons. My daughters,
wow,
they both went to
great
college. So, yeah, so there's a lot of ways to success. And so the other thing that I know that you talk about in the chapter is shaping your dream. You say adversity is okay. Talk to us about that.
Adversity, I can give you a very, very real-world example. I was in the Navy. I'm a combat veteran. I was in Vietnam.
Thank you.
I earned the combat action ribbon 53 times, which means mm-hmm people tried to kill me 53 times.
Wow.
My captain told me one time, he said, "Steve, being in combat is the easiest time to rate your people because they either do their job or not." Adversity does that. Adversity brings out the real you and what you perceive as your job. And the people that give up and throw in the towel, that's not what's meant to be. You're supposed mm-hmm to learn and move on. So it's a real basic life story. And so my job as a parent and grandfather is not to have my kids never make mistakes. I want them to make mistakes. My job is not to have them make big mistakes. So mm-hmm I want adversity to a certain extent for all the young people, because that builds character.
I just posted this on Facebook, and let's follow each other on Facebook because I love this. But it says, I want to make mistakes, but nothing that I can't go back and change or learn from.
Right.
Because,
right,
yeah, I totally 100%. If you make a life-altering mistake, there's no coming back from that.
Sometimes, yeah. And I've known some people with DUIs and,
mm-hmm,
one of my naval officers was drunk and killed two people.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things you can't come back from.
Yeah, and you really, you want to make mistakes because that's how we grow in our life. But at the same time, you want to make sure that they're not life altering. So,
exactly.
Is there a process?
I mean, I don't mind helicopter parents to a certain extent, but like my doctor says, take the kid out and let him eat dirt.
There you go. I love that. I love that. That says it all right there. Is there a process or a test for people who want to find out their strengths and weaknesses?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
There's the career aptitude test, mm-hmm, which is pretty standard. There's also something called the MAPP assessment, the MAP assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're internet people, just go to www.yourfreecareertest.com.
Okay. And is that your site or no?
No. This is all, I point out 8 colleges that you can go to with no debt. I found that online. I mean, I called the colleges, but, and these are all things online.
Say that one more time. Is
www.yourfreecareertest.com.
Test.com. Okay, cool. Okay.
Price is right.
What's that?
The price is right. Free.
Gosh, can't get that any better. Steve, leave us with a final advice on what success looks like in today's world.
Well, for me, my first response is, my kid's not asking me for money, but that's not the real answer. It's not really about money. Some people equate success. I mean, I know so many people that love their salaries in New York City, but they hate the job, they hate the commute, et cetera. I mean, it's an internal thing. Yes, a steady job, getting married, sometimes that's important. But basically, it's making progress on your plan. You have a dream.
Mm.
You have a plan. You're making progress down that road. That, to me, is success.
I love it. I really love that. And you know what? Is walking forward, right? Don't give up on your dreams. And, it's funny. In the very beginning of our show, I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is let someone that gave up their dreams talk you out of yours.
Oh, that's so good. I like that.
Thank you. And, you know, and that's what life is all about, you know, sharing your knowledge, but not, you know, giving your strength to somebody else. How do our listeners find you and find your book?
Well, it's the website, Alpha Nerd, spelled N-U-R-D, please, .com.
Love it. All right. And again,
if they order a book, I'll even autograph it for them.
There you go. And of course, for anybody that's been tuning in and listening to the Kim Pagano Show, we were just talking with Steve Rampton. And of course, Steve, we are actually at the end of our show. And so I'd love to hear, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. And today's is be the person that decided to go for it. And really, that's what your encouragement is. It's about going for it. Whatever it is that's holding you back, let life happen. And it doesn't matter if you feel like you're a nerd, right? It just kind of walk through it and live your best life.
I call them dailies. I call it doing
what?
Your dailies.
D-A-I-L-I-S,
doing your dailies.
I love it. I can't wait.
Your life is built on each day. So do your dailies and do a good job.
I love it. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
Okay, we'll do.
And keep up all the good work of sharing out there.
Bless you. Thank you.
You got it. All right, take care. All right, again, we are at the end of our show. What a great show. And, of course, I've already shared our moment of happiness. Be the person that decided to go for it. And also, if you are kind of in a little dip right now and you would love to share your business and get on a call, a Zoom call with me, please reach out at 805-419-0008. You can text me at that number, too. Or if you are interested in winning some of our books that our guests have been talking about, please reach out. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us next week. And again, I'll talk to you then. It might seem